U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Japan and South Korea are central to containing North Korean aggression, so Washington is working to reduce tensions between Tokyo and Seoul. Deputy State Department spokesman Patrick Ventrell.
We believe that strong and constructive relations between the countries in the region, particularly our allies South Korea and Japan, promote peace and stability and are in the interests of those countries and indeed of the United States.
South Korean Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se canceled a trip to Tokyo this week after Japanese cabinet ministers visited a controversial war shrine. The shrine honors Japanese war dead, including 14 people who were convicted war criminals. For Koreans who lived under Japanese rule for decades, the shrine is a symbol of Japanese imperialism. South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesman Cho Tae-young.
우리 정부는 일본 정부가 역사를 망각한
Our government strongly urges the Japanese government to immediately stop its anachronistic action and take a responsible measure based on the correct knowledge of history so that it can restore trust from neighboring countries.
Japan says the shrine visits were private. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga.
Each country has its own stance, so I don't believe that these sort of things should affect diplomacy between the countries.
Michael Oslin is director of Japan studies at the American Enterprise Institute. He says this relationship is one of Washington's biggest problems.
There is a whole host of issues that we talk about at the most very basic level because Japan and Korea can't get together. And it's long overdue for us to get Tokyo and Seoul to work more closely.
He says part of the problem is how Japan approaches its wartime past, but both countries should look forward.
They face the same threats. North Korea in the short term, and quite frankly, a significant challenge from China in the medium and long term. They must work better together.
Tokyo and Seoul are also at odds over the Liancourt Rocks, small islands in the Sea of Japan that are currently controlled by South Korea. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.